Well, hello, hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the stuff of dry January. This is an annual challenge that so many people put themselves on, dry January after the holidays, because they've been really indulging, having a bit too much alcohol, and this is their chance to abstain from alcohol for the first month of the year and give your body its, you know, a full reset to think about and reflect on your drinking habits. And I thought this is a really great topic for us because I want to talk about the impact of alcohol on women's health in general, and also the impact of alcohol on fillers. We tell everybody with dermal fillers that swelling can be caused by alcohol consumption. And this is very true. Like, clinically we see this, but why is that actually happening? So let's talk about it. So first of all, why do we participate in dry January? This COVID pandemic prompted the biggest spike in alcohol consumption seen in the last 50 years. We have found that research has shown that regular drinkers who abstain from alcohol for 30 days sleep better, have more energy, and lose weight. They're hitting better levels of REM sleep, according to a study in the British Medical Journal, open journal that's online. And that is very significant. You actually think that alcohol helps you sleep because it makes you relaxed and tired and you might fall asleep easier, but you're not hitting the deep levels of REM sleep and you're not maintaining sleep. People who abstain for a whole month also lower their blood pressure, their cholesterol levels, and then you can reduce cancer-related proteins in your bloodstream. And what can you do to abstain from alcohol? So number one, find a substitute non-alcoholic drink. So much of what we do in life is little rituals, and you have to create new high-quality rituals for yourself. So if you're craving a cocktail after a long day, go for something like a mocktail, a sparkling beverage, some beautiful herbal essences added in, a splash of fruit juice, a mint leaf, something that feels cocktailish and then gives you that little tingle in your throat. That's the idea, is to create a ritual around a new product. It's not necessarily the alcohol you're craving. It's the ritual itself. Avoid temptations, like don't, you know, bring your favorite bottle of alcohol to the house. Keep that out of the house for a month or two. Encourage your friends and family to stick with you on this challenge of telling everybody, I'm doing dry January. So say it out loud, say it in front of people, say it in front of witnesses who will hold you accountable. I'm doing dry January this month and it's really going to make me feel good. And hopefully you might do that too. Tell your friends. Now, what are the impacts of alcohol on women specifically? So number one, there are biological differences. Women are different than men. We have less alcohol dehydrogenase, the enzyme that breaks down alcohol in your bloodstream before it reaches the bloodstream. We have less alcohol dehydrogenase than men do. So at any given dose, our blood level of alcohol will be higher than a man's, even taking into account these general differences in female-male body weight. Women are generally smaller than men and have relatively less total body water and more total body fat. So as a result, alcohol is more concentrated in a woman's body. And blood alcohol concentrations rise faster and stay elevated longer in women than men. Hopefully all my daughters are listening to this, because I always harp on the fact that you can have a little, you can have one glass, two glass maximum, but you really have to remember that alcohol itself is a toxin. It's not something that we need to ingest on the regular, because we can hold a glass in our hand and look festive and then, you know, you don't have to drink it all the time. Now, alcohol disrupts your fat metabolism. When you consume alcohol, your body prioritizes metabolizing it first because it is a poison. We must get rid of the poison first. So in the process of disrupting the normal flow of metabolism of your body, it leads to increased fat storage, especially for women. Your body's liver is processing the alcohol toxin. It stops doing its fat metabolism process, and this leads to increased fat storage. And this is particularly true in women. We metabolize alcohol differently than men. Alcohol also interferes with the process of lipolysis, and that's the breakdown of fats into fatty acid. So we have stopped metabolizing fat. We've pushed fat into fat storage. We're stopping with fat lipolysis breakdown, And this leads to an accumulation of fat, and some of this gets stored in the liver, so you get fatty liver. Alcohol is then converted to acetate, the most accessible energy source, and the presence of acetate reduces the need for the body to use its stored fat for energy. So you're giving the body a toxin. Toxin blocks fat metabolism. Fat breakdown and lipolysis will stop. Fat storage increases. And then the alcohol acetate is used as energy. So all that fat accumulation is occurring. Now, alcohol increases your appetite and hunger signals. Your calorie intake will go up. It triggers these hunger signals. It reduces inhibition where your conscious brain may be thinking nutritionally and wanting to eat the right things, and your alcoholic appetite kicks in. Many drinks themselves are super high in carbos, right? All carbs. And they can cause a spike in your blood sugar level as well as trigger an insulin surge. And this all leads again to more fat storage and triggers the feeling of hunger. Alcohol stimulates the secretion of ghrelin. That's G-H-R-E-L-I-N, ghrelin, the hormone that signals hunger to the brain. And it interferes with the body's leptin response. Leptin's the hormone that suppresses hunger and makes you feel more calm. So this is disrupting those normal caloric signals and appetite signals. With behavioral consequences of drinking, the data shows that the prevalence of binge drinking and alcohol use is a strikingly higher rate in women than in men, especially in the last 20 years. The presence of binge drinking and alcohol use for women has been strikingly higher than for men. That's crazy. It's increased on average 1.6% per year among women age 60 plus, compared to only 0.7% per year among men age 60 plus. So maybe it's because men have been drinking a lot all along and women suddenly postmenopausally just say, screw it, I'm going to drink and be like the boys. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it seems like the prevalence of heavy, heavy drinking increases for women more than it ever has. And binge drinking increases on average 3.7% per year among women age 60 plus and remains stable among men age 60 plus. This is a time in life when women are particularly at risk. We're at risk of alcohol-related heart disease, liver damage, immune disease, infection, diseases like hepatitis and cirrhosis, and even moderate drinking elevates your risk of estrogen-positive breast cancer. So breast cancer is one of the biggest risks that we face as women. 1 in 3 women is going to be diagnosed with breast cancer. 1 in 3 of you girls listening is going to be diagnosed with breast cancer. In spite of all of the beautiful screening techniques, MRIs and mammography that we have, we need to do what we can do to suppress our risk. And part of that is reducing alcohol consumption. Alcohol gives widespread alterations to the estrogen receptor physiology, and that in turn affects your sensitivity and the risk of estrogen-positive breast cancers. In one study, there was a 12% increase in breast cancer risk per one drink daily increase in alcohol consumption. So that is pretty significant. So those are reasons why Dry January is such a great idea. It makes us rethink why we're drinking. It makes us, you know, get rid of some of the toxins, get back to normal fat metabolism, and hopefully reduce estrogen cancer risk. What about with filler and Botox? Why does your filler or Botox swell with alcohol? So we tell patients all the time to avoid alcohol at least 24 hours before and 24 hours after their filler treatments and injectables, even for Botox. The main reason is because alcohol can cause some blood thinning, and this can lead to prominent bruising or swelling and extends your recovery time. And while there's no direct evidence that dermal filler properties are affected by alcohol, alcohol consumption can indirectly affect longevity of results and the appearance of the fillers. So bruising. Alcohol is a vasodilator. It widens and relaxes the blood vessels and increases blood circulation superficially so that even the tiniest injectable needles that hit the superficial vessels cause bleeding more frequently and easily around those injection sites. And blood from damaged vessels then leaks into a deep purple patch, leading to a long-term bruise that might take longer to resolve in this setting of blood thinning effect of alcohol. How about dry skin? Alcohol has a diuretic effect, so it causes loss of water because you're frequently peeing, because the dehydration can affect the entire body, reducing your skin elasticity, making it harder to get a fresh, rejuvenated appearance after the treatment. With wound healing, any injectable is a wound, and there can be risk for infection, swelling, irritation, and redness. Alcohol can weaken your immune system, and drinking can already exacerbate the possibility that there can be slowed wound healing. There can be inflammation around the injection site, and there can be delayed healing because of the alcohol affecting inflammation, swelling, and healing tendencies. And what about swelling itself? Edema is a very natural inflammatory response just from the trauma of the needle entering the skin. That itself can persist 2 to 3 days. Since alcohol increases systemic inflammation by causing the production of pro-inflammatory cytokines, consuming alcohol can increase the inflammatory response right near the injection site, leading to more swelling. And your body is going to be prone to retain water for hours or even days to counteract the state of dehydration caused by the alcohol consumption. So your body's in this state of clinging to more water, and water makes the filler swell, right? When I bring any amount of water near a fluid-loving gel, like a hyaluronic gel fluid that can absorb 1,000 times its water weight, guess where that water weight is going to conglomerate? Right into the filler. This fluid retention can lead to bloating and swelling, and therefore alcohol intake worsens and lengthens the swelling that occurs after your dermal filler treatment. So this is why we've been telling our patients all these years not to drink around the time of the filler, because you're going to bruise more. You're going to have dehydrated skin that doesn't perk up as quickly. You're also going to definitely see changes in the amount of swelling that goes on. The swelling of the filler is a significant factor. And once filler kind of plumps up with increased water content, it takes a long time for that to come out. It takes lymphatic massage, and it takes just a long time for symbiosis and homeostasis to return to those tissues. So I'm a fan of abstaining as much as possible. I try to drink no more than maybe once a month. It seems like just at parties and special occasions. It always makes me wonder why so much of our social culture is centered around breaking out a bottle, because we should just be able to break out some tunes and some music and some put on some candles and just like change some ambiance and be in a relaxed mood. But we carry around so much stress these days that sometimes something has to take the edge off. So I don't know, we got to start doing yoga deep breathing at the beginning of these parties or some kind of like hug therapy. There's got to be a better way than just drinking a bottle of bubbly. I'm a big fan of champagne. I love a great glass of wine, love a great margarita. But these are the things that I want us all to think about, to teach our daughters and teach our patients, that alcohol is not good for women's bodies for so many reasons on so many levels. And as you get a little bit older, you feel it so much in your system. It takes the woman's body 3 times longer to get rid of alcohol in her bloodstream when she is over age 50 than when you were 25. 3 times longer. That means 3 days after drinking, you might still have some alcohol processing and slowing down your metabolic system. So think about it. That's why we feel crappier these days and why it's just not worth it to overindulge. That's why Dry January is such a great idea. And talk to your filler patients. Make sure they understand why you're telling them that filler can be affected by alcohol. That's it for now, guys. Have a great Dry January. Remember, indulge, but only when it's really worth the calories and the side effects. And always only in good company. Never drink alone. That's it for now. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing Liquid Line Refine. It's a collagen stimulator. It's such a great product. It's chock full of hyaluronic. The times when I do travel or do drink and I don't want my skin feeling dehydrated the very next day, this is my go-to product. Love you guys so much. Hope you'll rank, rate, and subscribe to the podcast. If you're not already subscribed, we love you, and we want you to subscribe to learn new things throughout this year. send this podcast to a friend. And don't forget, if you screenshot your iTunes review, we'll be happy to send you a deluxe size sample of one of our amazing skincare products. Screenshot that, email it to info@beautybydrk.com, and we'll be happy to send you a little product in the mail. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.